John chapter 4. Now when Yeshua knew that the Pharisees had heard that he was making and baptizing more disciples than John, though Yeshua himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. Now it was necessary that he pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Yeshua, therefore, being tired from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came there to draw water. Yeshua said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that, you being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Yeshua answered her, "If you knew the gift of Elohim, and who it is who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, along with his children and his livestock?" Yeshua said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water that I shall give him will become in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not thirst, nor come here to draw." Yeshua said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered, "I have no husband." Yeshua said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. So you have spoken truthfully." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you all say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Yet the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Elohim is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called the Anointed. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Yeshua said to her, "I who speak to you am he." Then upon this his disciples came. They marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Messiah?" They went out of the city and came to him. Meantime his disciples urged him, saying, "Master, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said one to another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Yeshua said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest?' Listen. I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. He who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit that leads to everlasting life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying true, one sows, and another reaps. I sent you to reap that, on which you did not labor. Other men labored, and you have entered into their labor." Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to remain with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves, and know that this man is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world." After the 2 days he departed from there, and went to Galilee. For Yeshua himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then, when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all the things he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they had also gone to the feast. So Yeshua came again to Cana of Galilee where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum. When he heard that Yeshua had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him, pleading that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Yeshua said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Yeshua said to him, "Go your way. Your son lives." And the man believed the word that Yeshua spoke to him, and he went his way. While he was going down, his servants met him and told him, "Your son lives." When he inquired of them the hour when he began to heal, they answered, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." Then the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yeshua said to him, "Your son lives." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second miracle that Yeshua did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.